Welcome to What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J., a bi-monthly podcast where Superintendent Dr. Eric B. Coates talks about a variety of topics related to public schools, education, and more. During each episode, he welcomes a guest where they discuss a monthly theme. Tune in to hear what they have to say. And now your host, Superintendent of the William Penn School District, Dr. Eric J. B. Coates.
Welcome to the second edition of What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J. My name is Dr. Eric J. B. Coates, and I am the superintendent of the William Penn School District in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. I am here to share with you about my experiences working in and advocating for public schools. I love connecting with and conversing with people and hearing what they have to say. In each episode, I will interview a guest or guests, which will be centered around a theme. The theme for our second episode is joy. The spring season brings a lot of joy to me individually as a person. It is a sign of warm weather, hope, and possibility. After the cold and gray of winter, the colorful flowers begin to bloom and the sun begins to shine. What I would share with you is that joy is based upon your state of mind. It's long-lasting. It comes from a sense of purpose and meaning. Joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. In today's episode, I'm honored to share the mic with three of our outstanding Pennwood High School seniors, Naziah Mateen, Ernest Gayou, and Chris Taylor. Stay tuned to hear our conversation, and I'm so glad that you are here today joining us. This episode's theme is joy, and as we come up quickly to the end of the school year, it is also a time to transition and reflect. For some, it is a bigger transition than others, and for my three guests today, it is really, really exciting. Joining me today are three members of the Pennwood High School class of 2024, and they will each introduce themselves.
Thank you, Dr. B. Coates. It's great to be here. My name is Naziah, and I'm a senior at Pennwood High School. I currently serve as the president of Math Honor Society. I'm a senior class treasurer, a member of NHS, and I'm currently on the first Pennwood High School flag football team for girls.
My name is Ernest. I'm also a senior, and I'm part of two clubs in the school, one including football, which I was a senior captain for the football team, and also a club called Boys Made Men, which is ran by Mr. K. And yeah.
Hello, I'm Chris. I am part of two clubs. Also, I'm the starting point guard for Pennwood basketball, also the varsity captain. And I also am in the school newspaper, or we call it the Pennwood Gazette.
Well, welcome. I am very glad that all three of you are here today, and I am looking forward to our conversation. So I do have some questions that I just want to pose to each of you. So the first one is, how do you define joy? And what role do you think it plays in a high school student's life?
I define joy as like pleasure and happiness, right? And joy, we get joy in a lot of things as students, like getting good grades, like accomplishment, getting good grades on tests, or like seeing our report card and seeing we're distinguished honor roll students, or like as an athlete, you know, being tough teams, winning tough games, like when we play Chester and like stuff like that. It's just, it gets joy, it gets happiness. Like you compared it to the weather. Like we like seeing the warm weather. People's auras, they're more happier, you know what I'm saying? More positive energy, et cetera.
My definition of joy is something like what Chris said. Joy plays a role in high school when you're someone like me is very involved. Any opportunity that I get to volunteer, give tours, do whatever it is, you know, I take it, and that brings joy. I feel like if you're just somebody that comes to school, does your work, and go home, you're not going to be as happy in school as if somebody that was, like, you know, involved in a bunch of extracurriculars. I'm not saying you have to have a whole list, but, you know, just be involved something bigger than yourself makes you a little bit more happier.
I'm also piggybacking what Chris and Isaiah said about joy, and, like, it really, like, if you, like, I don't know, like, with joy, it's like it fills you up, like it moves you, like it's like a good mood to have throughout, like, high school. Like, if you feel down a lot, it's going to, like, affect your mood, affect your performance through class, like sports, like clubs. So, like, joy is that happiness inside you that, like, gets you going throughout the day, you know?
I think I agree with everything that you guys have definitely said. One of the things that I heard some of you say, you talked about joy. You also talked about happiness. And I would probably say that happy is based upon a situation or something that occurs or an event. Right? Joy is something that you choose, or joy is something that you say, hey, this is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be joyful, or I'm going to choose joy as a disposition that I want to have in my life. So I appreciate all of you sharing that. You know, we recently opened up the Rapp Curry Athletic Complex, Kerr Field, and it's been a significant addition to our district. How does having this facility affect your experience as an athlete, as a spectator, or as a community member?
For me, being part of the football team, it was a great feeling to, like, finally get to play on a new field after playing on the last field for several years. And, like, the first opening game was, a great experience, especially because we got to honor Rapp Curry and his family that night, and also playing in front of the whole school, all the spectators. Like, it was a lot of people in attendance, and it was, like, a great atmosphere to play in. So, yeah.
Coming from both the spectator and now an athlete side, I could say my first time walking onto the field was the first home game of this current season. And walking onto that field, as a student of the district, I felt like we've accomplished something as a whole of finally, you know, I felt like we weren't one of them schools anymore that gets bashed, or, like, you know, the low-income schools. I felt, like, really good to be sitting on the bleachers. Now playing on the field is even better, so...
In the new Rapp Curry Athletic Complex, I think it was more like a comfortable environment. So it felt like home to us. Like, you know, we miss Rapp Curry, and, like, we send our condolences to his family. And, like, I think, like, it's like recognizing him at some point. Like, we see him when we're on the field. We feel like we're making him proud every time we have a track meet or the football team, or even when the basketball team goes there to condition. Like, we just feel like we're representing him as a community member, as an athlete, as a spectator. Like, we just do it. And it brings us all together as a community, because, like, it's a safe space. Like, we know when we go there, it's like a sanctuary. Like, we get the good laughs, we get the exercise, et cetera.
Wow. You said it's like a sanctuary. A sanctuary is a very special place. So thank you all for sharing that. That means a lot. So as seniors, you know, you're approaching the end of your journey at the William Penn School District. How do you feel about this transition, and what emotions does it evoke for you?
It's a bittersweet feeling. I've been a part of this district since kindergarten. I went to Wanna Elementary, and I've built a family within the district. You know, I'm very close to a lot of staff and teachers. I'm even still close to my gym teacher from elementary school, Mr. Dunn. It's bittersweet. I'm ready to take that next step, but I'm definitely going to miss, you know, being a student here in the district.
The transition is very, it's scary, but it's, I feel, scary. Like, being at William Penn School District, since I'm a student from Evans Elementary, you know, I went to Penn Middle School. Like, I feel like y'all got the right mentors, teachers, coaches. Y'all prepared us very well. Y'all taught me good times management skills. Y'all taught me not to procrastinate. You know, that's the thing a lot of high school students battle, procrastination, et cetera. And also, I just want to say thank you. Like, y'all taught me a lot. I feel like no other school district could have helped me like y'all did. I'm saying, I was also a transfer. I was at Academy Park my ninth grade year, and I just wanted to come back home. Like, it's just so much love here, being an athlete, just being a student. Y'all gave me the keys to success, and I appreciate that a lot.
Also, I've been inside the district since I came in as a kindergartner and all the way up to now. I could say a transition. It's like, it's going smoothly because I have the right people around me that's mentoring me, keeping me up. Also using my resources, like my guidance counselors, my, you know, I got, for Boys Made Men, Mr. K also keeps up, like, he keeps us, like, engaged, and, like, make sure we're on top of our stuff, and make sure we, like, stay in contact with them even after we graduate. So I hope the transition goes really, really smooth, because, like, it's going to be, a big leap from high school to college and adulthood.
Well, it's interesting some of the responses that you guys provided, because, you know, one of the reasons I've always wanted to be in education and to be a superintendent was to make things better for other people. And so I'm getting a little misty, because men don't cry. We just get misty. That's what somebody told me a long time ago. But, you know, to hear young people say things like love, keys to success, you know, they've been prepared. It's like a family. That's what public education is about. So I do appreciate you sharing all of those. And so what advice would you give to an incoming student to maximize their joy and fulfillment during their time at this district?
Some advice I would give to students is to get involved. You know, you can't just come to school and doing your work and going home. It's not as satisfying as, you know, being on a team, being in a club, you know, being belonging to something that's bigger than yourself. Build relationships with your teachers, your principals, your guidance counselors. You know, it makes me happy. If something happens, you know, outside of school, I'm happy to know I can't wait to get to school and tell, you know, Mr. Cuffright or, you know, Mr. Garvey or something. Like, just you have to build that type of bond with them to enjoy your time and make it better than just somebody that comes to school, does their work, and goes home.
The advice I would give to incoming students, I like Nazaya's idea and I agree with everything she says, but I'm going to take a different approach. It's about schoolwork. I say don't procrastinate. I feel like during COVID, like, we had a rough patch of the school year. You know, kids were not dedicated. They weren't motivated. And I say it starts in ninth grade. Always do your work. Maintain a good GPA, because it matters. When you get to the senior year, it was your senior year, you want your GPA to be high. You want schools to accept you. You don't want them just to accept you. You want to get money off. Like, school's expensive. So I say take your schoolwork serious. Do the homework. Don't procrastinate. Join the clubs. Get help. We have a lot of resources. We have a lot of teachers that stay after school to help you. A lot of mentors, counselors, principals, anybody. You can go to anybody in the school district. We're all trained. Y'all all trained to help us. Y'all there any time of the day, 24/7. So, like, use your help.
Also agree with Chris and Isaiah. Also, I want to say how, like, you should really stay true to yourself and believe in yourself and trust, like, those adults or advisors that's around you that will really prepare you for, like, the next thing in life. Because if you just, like, I don't know, like, your friends is always going to be there to help you. But when you have that adult that had the experience that you had, that been through what you've been through, it's like, it's great advice for you, because, like, they know what you've been through and they can help you get through it. So, yeah.
I probably needed you all around when I was your age, because some of the things that you were sharing, I probably did not do as a high school student. But I do appreciate you sharing that. I love the fact that, you know, you guys are definitely role models for other young people. I appreciate, you know, when you share, stay true to yourself. You know, that definitely means a lot, and know who you are. And I think you are exhibiting joy in a lot of the things that you are expressing. So I think my last question I have is, in what ways do you think the district can continue to foster a culture of joy and positivity for future students?
I would say, you know, continue to celebrate us when we do something good. I would say continue to really recognize, don't just recognize our successes, but recognize our struggles as well. You know, we deal with a lot outside in the community, and continuing to add resources on as a district, that helps as well. It makes us happy to know that if we're not getting the support at home, we can always come to school and get that support. So I would say continue to, you know, add resources and celebrate us, and, you know, just be more of a celebratory district when it comes to your students, because we have a lot of talented students, a lot of smart students. I know somebody that just got accepted into Yale and USC and a few other schools, and it's really great. I feel like she definitely deserves to be celebrated. It's just stuff like that.
There's many ways for the district to continue to foster a culture of joy and positivity, but, like, I say the main thing is to make school not feel like school, but also a home. Since we're here, some people are here at school more than they're at their houses, and, like, we want to be comfortable here. And I feel like y'all do a good job of promoting positivity. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids need recognition for how hard they work. So, like, Like, when kids get honor roll in the school, we give them breakfast. You know, you get put on a paper, they announce it. Like, when we made the state playoffs in 10th grade, they announced it. They had us walk around the school and everybody clapped for us. That feels good. It's positive energy. Like, some people might not have that positive energy at home. Some people come from harsh environments. And, like, when they come to school, they want to be free. They want to be, like Ernest said earlier, stay true to themselves. Like, they want to be themselves. And, like, y'all do a great job at promoting positivity, being comfortable. Like, I can go to my teachers and talk to them about my problems. I have a counselor in our school named Ms. Chopra. She helps me a lot. Like, I can go to her about anything, my house problems, if I need something, if I need help with college, she's there. Like, I feel like I got a bunch of superheroes. I'm going to compare y'all to superheroes. Y'all act like superheroes in this school, and I appreciate that a lot.
I'm pretty sure people will appreciate hearing the fact that you recognize some of us as superheroes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, to tie back on what Chris and Isaiah said, I'll say, like, just having people, like, keep, like, having, like, older people, like, adults, advisors, teachers, like, coaches, especially coaches for me. When I first came here, I was, like, still, like, I'm still kind of quiet, but, like, I was really quiet. I didn't conversate with nobody. I didn't open up or, like, even go to my coaches whenever I had problems. But as the years went on, I built bonds and, like, got closer with them. And, like, it made me feel, like a safe place to, like, open up and say what I had to say to, like, get off my chest. And also, like, I like to really thank my coach, Coach Cuff Wright. Like, every time something went wrong or, like, anything happened, I could always go to him and count on him. And not only him, as many advisors and many people in this district that look out to, like, really help you out. We really need that help. So, like, also continue to praise and, like, congratulate students on, like, their successes, like, honor roll. Like, we might, like, really overlook the honor roll breakfast, but, like, seeing that all the hard work you put in throughout the quarters, like, pays off and getting celebrated for that, it really means a lot.
I also want to shout out Coach Linderman. Because he's a great guy.
Coach Linderman?
Coach Linderman. You know what I'm saying? He sent so many kids to school. He helps these math honor society kids a lot. I think he's one of the smartest teachers I ever, smartest people I ever know, one of the most kindest people. I appreciate him a lot. We all do, because we all have him as a coach, as a teacher, as a mentor, as a friend. You know what I'm saying? He cares about not just school and athletes, but he cares about people. Like, helping us get into school. If we had problems at home, he's like our superhero, especially for me, Isaiah, Ernest.
Yeah, just picking back off what Chris said, I would like to shout out Mr. Linderman. He's probably one of the first teachers I had that literally, like, does not let me give up. I tried to drop his AP Calc class, and he did everything in his power to get me put back in, and it worked. Like, he's probably the first one, so I could say, like, never gave up on me no matter what I did, no matter what type of argument we had. He just doesn't give up. Like, I know he really wants to see me succeed, and I appreciate the fact that I get to come to school and know there's a bunch of Mr. Littlemans in the school. So,
well, that is great to hear. You know, I really do thank each and every one of you, and I do want to, you know, I'm going to shout out Nazaya, because earlier this year she sent me an email, and she was advocating on behalf of the students. And it took us a little while to connect and meet, but we did meet. And one of the things I've always told, or I always tell young people, is that you have to advocate for what you want. And you all, each and every one of you, have a voice. And that's one thing I want you to remember when you leave the William Penn School District, is that you have a voice. And make sure that you utilize your voice for the betterment of others. So I definitely appreciate our session today about joy. And before I go, I just want to share with you a nugget. And that's my terminology. It's like, you know, sometimes people drop little nuggets, and that's like information or something that you can reflect on. And so what I would say is, choose to live by choice, not by chance. Choose to make changes, not excuses. Choose to be motivated, not manipulated. Choose to be useful, not used. Choose to excel, not compete. Choose self-esteem, not self-pity. Choose to listen to my inner voice, not the random opinion of others. In other words, choose joy. And that's what I would leave you with on this day. And I thank each of you, and I think that you guys are already choosing joy based upon what you've shared today. And thank you for making this podcast a success. And I appreciate each and every one of you, and I wish you much success. And I look forward to seeing you on the stage, giving you your diploma when you walk across that stage this year in June. So congratulations to each of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining Dr. B. Coates for his bi-monthly podcast. Please join us again for the next episode of What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J.